Everybody okay with it?
With opening day, this Monday is tolerable.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go along with that.
I'll be sitting in front of the television or listening to the radio for the, you know, starting at 11 o'clock this morning until I go to bed tonight. So there's that.
Because ESPN does multiple opening day.
On both of their channels.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be games all day, plus the Brewers are on as well. So.
Oh, by the way, this just in. Mayor Jim Tipple is campaigning for us to be the number one morning show again. Put that out there. All right, let's take a look at some of the issues that are happening around with people around our world. 25-year-old guy in Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Just sent his resume.
He listens every morning.
Well, he did. The guy in Dallas, Texas, sent his resume.
What we're saying, he does.
He sent his resume to a state agency called the Texas Workforce Solutions, which helps people find jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now he thought, listen, I'm a qualified individual. I'm 25 years old. I've got a lot to offer to the workforce. I need an edge up. There's got to be something snappy, something jazzy, something happening with my resume and my cover letter, something extra. I'm gonna include a picture.
Naked?
Yeah.
Really?
Look what I bring to the party right here.
Yeah, he sent a picture of his junk. Yeah.
On purpose or by accident?
On purpose. He did it on purpose. Nah, he did.
Why would you do it? Why would you do that?
The police ticketed him for obscene display or distribution, which is a Class C misdemeanor. Like all crimes in Texas, the penalty for a Class C misdemeanor is the death penalty.
Was the head of the personnel department a woman he thought he could impress with that picture?
Hello.
Yeah.
The penalty actually is a $500 fine, no jail time.
You, sir, will be working some overtime.
Spokesman for the Dallas police say the Texas Workforce Solutions told them the guy who sent in the photo of his junk is actually still unemployed. I don't know how that is. So there's that. So if you're thinking this morning, Monday, it's a beautiful day out there, I am going to do everything I can to get a job. How can I punch up my resume? Well, that's one way.
People hire me for my good judgment.
Aren't we running ads right now where we're hiring in their sales department?
Usually.
I think we are running an ad saying if you're interested in selling digital or media ads.
Are you suggesting they should send a picture along?
I'm just saying if you want to be noticed, 26-year-old woman named Edrica Lyle in Denver called 911 this week. Mm-hmm. She told them that her baby was locked in the car and she could not find the keys.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
You should call 911 for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The cops rushed to the scene. Fire truck was dispatched. When they got there, no baby. And it wasn't even a dog. No. According to the cops on the scene, quote, her kids are not in the car. She just felt the need to go ahead and say that to get the fire department out here quicker to help her search for her missing keys.
So the keys were locked in the car.
Can't find my keys. Better call 911. That's the appropriate thing to do.
I have seen police officers who have helped in keys locked in the car situation.
Sure.
In fact, I saw one officer who was very good in a scary way with a Slim Jim.
Not in this locality, though. I heard the 911 call, and they were very upset. They said, you need to call a locksmith. You do not call us to get your keys out of the car.
To hype up your call so you move to the front of the line. Like, someone's being stabbed in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So they get there faster?
Sure. That's,
no, you can't do that.
No, that's not supposed. I was in Oklahoma, and I locked
on purpose?
Yes. I have family from Oklahoma. Custer County, Oklahoma, I may add.
That's two of us with family in Oklahoma.
Does that mean anything?
To those that understand what Custer County is all about, yes. All right, so anyway, I'm there, and I locked my keys in the car when I went into some little diner for lunch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I came out, and I'm like, how do I get my keys out? How do I get my keys out? Well, there happened to be a sheriff's deputy having lunch there.
Used his nightstick on the window?
And I went in, and I said, excuse me, officer, I apologize for the interruption, but I've locked my keys in my car. Can you help? And I'm about 18. And he looked me up and down. He goes, yep. You want me to help you now? I said, well, if you don't mind. Uh-huh. He gets up, goes outside, looks at the window very carefully, and yes, pulled his baton.
He did not.
And bashed out my rear window.
He did not.
My rear door window. He goes, there you go. And I looked at him, I said, why, thank you, officer. I couldn't have done that without you. That's awesome. No, he really did. Bashed out my window.
Mm-hmm. Custer County, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Where it says uncle and cousin are the same person.
Did you just look that up? Look up Custer County and see why they're famous. I want to know.
Here we go. Erica was charged with misuse of an emergency telephone.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Michael, we're gonna just refer to him as Michael. Well, Michael McLaren. He's got some very important issues about decorating his home. All right, very important that he does it the right way. He broke into a store called Gorman's Home Furnishing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, back on the 3rd of the month, and successfully stole $6,500 worth of leather furniture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're gonna steal the good stuff, right? He got away with it.
Was it fine Corinthian leather?
I don't know. Apparently, he's not a very good furniture thief, but he is apparently a good interior decorator. Michael realized just having the couch, it's not cutting it. The room needs something. So he decided he needed a matching rug. So a week later, he broke into the same furniture store and picked out a rug. This time, the cops say that he left enough evidence behind that they were able to track him down. He's been arrested. Cops searched his place. They found $100,000 worth of stolen items. So, you know, so for the article to say he wasn't a good thief, I think they missed the mark. I think he was a good thief. I think he just got a little bit lazy. What do you think?
Oh, goody.
Oh, goody. Mm. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Richard Gere leads our news from the showbiz and sports world this morning. Richard Gere apparently was spotted on a park bench with a pair of underwear on his head.
What?
Turns.
How does this sort of thing happen?
Well, it turns out he was shooting a movie. And the title, the working title is, This Is Your Life, Charlie Sheen. Kate Upton shot a series of ads promoting a new line of footwear. Huh. Kate Upton has feet? I was not aware of this. That is interesting news.
Her boyfriend will be on the mound today, by the way, for the Detroit Tigers.
Hey, watch your language. Not this is a family mound. Show. Former Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron is marrying Catherine Webb, unless Brent Musburger has anything to say about it. Thank you.
That is one fetching move. Isn't that what he said?
I don't know. It's all disturbing. Just very, very disturbing.
Could be his granddaughter. Come on.
And finally, Michigan is officially removing the word retarded from its laws. In fact, from now on, government officials will only be able to use this word in extreme cases, like when someone says they think this year the Lions may win the Super Bowl. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information we've provided for good, not for evil.
I like being part of a couple, okay? There's only two times I don't like being part of a couple. Number one, video store. I hate going to the video store with a girl. Hate it. I'd rather spend the night at Neverland Ranch. That's how painful of an ordeal it is, okay? Just A to Z along the new release wall. Oh, we'll see that? No? Oh, what is... No? What is he... No? Why are we here? Seriously, why did you bring me here? I hate you. Second time I don't like to be with the ladies? Sleeping. I love sleep, okay? I love sleep so much. Sleep is the first thing I think about when I wake up. You ever do that? Just, I can't wait to do that again. Ugh. I'll do it now. Yes. But this is why I don't like sleeping next to the ladies, okay? Because women are always cold. Always. When a woman lies down, the body temperature plummets another 15 to 20 degrees. It's unbelievable. It always hits them like it's something new. Like it's something shocking. Never happened before in their life. Just lying down, just... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so cold. I am so cold. Then they have to drag you into it. Hey, are you cold like me? No, that's why I'm under a blanket like you. Oh, well, is it okay if I just burrow the backside of my body into yours so you're not comfortable at all and can't sleep at all tonight? Is that okay if I do that? Is that okay? Come here. Come here, let's keep each other warm. Let's keep each other warm. It's so cold. I'm so cold. I'm so cold.
Yeah, show your feet. Get them off me. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. That's why I sleep like the Heisman chauffeur, like this. Beat it, get away, not now, heard it all before, get lost.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.